Okay.
I like me. I am peace. I am independently wealthy.
And so it is. Why do we do the OM? That's a good question, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Now, you've heard our OM as we do it each morning before we begin our breakfast and before we begin our day. And we do it with love and with joy and with peace and with harmony. And we just have so much fun doing it because we say that it's a blessing for each of us to do it, and it's a blessing to be heard doing it. But what does it mean? What does the OM mean? Well, the OM means that we are turning our attention toward our God presence, toward the presence of God in us, the divinity of God within us. We are turning our attention toward our divine reality. And as we turn our attention toward our divine reality, we're saying OM, which is a Hindu term meaning the same thing. And as we say it, we're saying OM, letting it come right up from the very depth of our being, come right up from the very heart of ourself. And we say OM, OM, OM. And as we say this OM, it's a fantastic experience. Now, as I turned on my recorder as we began our OM and turned it off as we finished our OM to prepare for giving the talk here, it took exactly 30 seconds for the entire OM. So we said OM, 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 and so forth. And then when you do that, 30 seconds. Can you imagine yourself giving 30 seconds to preparing yourself for your spiritual encounter with yourself? Can you imagine consciously choosing to live inside of your divine self and saying OM, coming right up from the very depths of your being? And you might say it 3 times, 4 times, you might say it 12 times. You might say it 1 time. It really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that when you do it, you recognize you're doing it. When you're doing it, you recognize you're saying, OM, 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 and it's coming right up from the very depth of your heart, right up from the very depth of your being. And whether you're the three tenors, or whether you're Michelangelo, or whether you're yourself, makes no difference. It only makes a difference that you do it. What happens to your body when you do it? Well, what happens is that every organ, action, and function of your body sort of vibrates with the feeling of OM that you're saying. And with this feeling of OM, you have that feeling of peace, you have that feeling of resonance, you have that feeling of action, you have that feeling of vitality, and you have that feeling of peace. Now, I said peace twice because I want you to remember, even in vitality and action and really being included in your OM, your peace. Because you're not making something happen from the outer. You're making a vibration from the inner that is coming up from the very inner part of you that's saying to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you follow it by that statement, I like me, I like me, I like me, saying it 7 times and really saying it, let it just vibrate through your being, magic happens inside of you. You begin to like yourself. I know I'm walking the path like this morning, and as I'm walking the path, I'm going up and down the muddy track that the Border Patrol leaves on our pathway as they drive all over our roads. And we'd had some rain recently, and so the roads were just a little moist. and the Border Patrol with their great big tires, with their big lugs on the tire, digging deep down into the moist soil, and then I'm walking there. And I have to walk to one side of their tracks or the other side of their tracks and stepping around it. And as I'm stepping around it, I'm thinking to myself, I'm vital dynamic alive, I'm vital dynamic alive. I'm just thinking, I'm vital dynamic alive. And as I do that, all of a sudden, the Border Patrol truck tracks disappear. They're no longer significant for me. They're no longer attention getter for me. They're no longer something that makes me feel that they're messing up our beautiful drive. And all of a sudden, everything is smooth and clear and beautiful. Now, you say, there's a logical reason for that. Yeah, I changed my attention. I changed my thought. No, there's a logical reason for it. It's a piece of hard ground there where the truck tires aren't digging in. No, I changed my attention. Now, if I could change my attention and myself come upon harder ground where their tires weren't digging in and I was not aware of them, I created that. I created that just as, oh, I created the ones in the mud. And so when I said, I'm vital dynamic alive, I was no longer giving my attention to the ruddy tires, the ruddy tracks that they had made. And all the rest of the way back from the time I started doing that, there were no muddy tracks. And the condition of the soil changed back and forth, but there were no muddy tracks. Now, why is that? Did I say I don't want muddy tracks? No. I just said I'm vital dynamic alive. I spoke to myself, and I spoke to my inner self, and I said, I'm in charge here. I am not going to have negative attitudes in my mind about the Border Patrol or about their trucks and things that they're doing, because they're doing their job, and they're doing it to the best of their ability. And when they're issued a truck with big lug tires on it and they come driving on our property, that's just the way it is, you know. So, but when I say I'm vital dynamic and live, those truck tires are no longer aware to me. I no longer see them. I no longer am encountering them. I am listening to that inner voice that says Om within me. It says Om, and it brings up that resonating Om. Beautiful, wonderful, fantastic. And all of my life is a peaceful, wonderful, fantastic experience. But because I chose to say I am
vital, dynamic, alive.
I am vital, dynamic, alive. I chose to say I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And if I hadn't said it, I would have been in the old framework, in the old format of being irritated at the truck tires. And we can go through life being irritated at different things in life, or we can say of ourselves, I am vital, dynamic, alive. I like me, I like me, I like me. That's a good one, you know. When we all start saying that in our own, I like me, I like me, I like me, I can listen to all of you monks as you're saying it around me, and I hear some of you saying it clearly and some of you saying it sort of blah, 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 you know, because you don't believe it. Now, to me, if I were you and I had the opportunity to be in concert with others saying, I like me, I would be the most resonant, not loudest, but the most resonant one of the whole group. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And really sing it out from your gut, sing it out from your heart, sing it out from your soul, sing it out from the total part of you. And then magic happens in your world. Just like me, turning the rutted tracks that I had been walking on to a smooth, lovely dirt road that I was walking on, just by changing my attention. Now, you say, well, Herb, you can do these things. You're a master. You're this, and you're an ascended master, Herb. You're all these things. And look, I don't call myself a master. I don't call myself an ascended master. I don't call myself anything. You call me what you want. I know who I am. You see, all of this stuff about being a master and being ascended master and stuff, it's a lot of garbage. All that really matters is that I am
who I am.
God. Vital dynamic alive.
Okay. I am God.
Yeah.
I am God.
Okay, she said it.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, finally, she said it. Yeah, but I am God. That's all that matters. And when you recognize that you're God, you never think about being a master or being an ascended master, because those are just little play games that you have along the way. But being God, you're the allness, the isness, the oneness. You're it. And nothing else matters. That's all that matters. Now, are you ready to be master or ascended master or God?
God.
Yeah, you're ready to be God. Well, then be God. Be God and be all that God is as you conceive of God to be. And you know what? You are blind, deaf, and dumb. You haven't the slightest idea what all God is. You cannot even think of the allness of God, think of the reality of God, because you always think of God in human terms. Mm-hmm. And what are the human terms? They're the minutest terms that you could imagine, the tiniest terms you could imagine. God is human. God is all. God is everything. There is nothing that God is not. And the allness that we think of is not human. The allness goes far beyond the human realm. It goes into all sorts of other planets, all sorts of other atmosphere, universes, and even that is the silliest thing in the world. Because we are coming to realize now that there is no universe. There's only endlessness. Endlessness, timelessness. There's only eternity. And we live in eternity. But we take residence in humanity for a time. Now, where do you think you go when you die and when you leave humanity? You come back to humanity, you want to stay around in this environment, you want to stay around in just one aspect, one segment of the allness of God that you are. If that's what you want to do, then you can do it. But the thing is, God wouldn't do that. The allness of God would never hang around in an aspect of its beingness. Do you think God could express himself totally, that God could express itself totally in a toe? And yet a toe is just as much of God as anything else, you know? But would you like to reincarnate as a toe? You know? How thrilling. How absolutely thrilling. Would you like to reincarnate as wisdom? Well, wisdom is all-knowingness, and there's nothing new to know in wisdom. So therefore, you're just part of the allness. So think about it, and think about what you're doing when you're saying the Om. You're saying, I am tuning in to the vibrations of the universe, the oneness of all, and I am that I am. And it's wonderful. So think about the Om. And if you wish, listen to this again and again and again, and see how it sounds, and see if perhaps you belong in there with your resonance more often than you give it, like several times a day, at 30 seconds a crack, you know, or all the time. Think about it. It's a wonderful possibility. And it's not a possibility. It's your reality. Because you are God, and God is resonance. God is that which is. So have a good day. And know that I'm thinking about you all the time and loving the bejabbers out of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.